just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here.
Well, good evening, my friends. Yes, it is Wednesday. Officially known around the country as Hump Day, August the 2nd, Robbie Noel with you. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Republic Trading Group's toll-free number, which you can pretty much dial anywhere on the planet, is 1-800-691-7898. The web address is republictradinggroup.com. You know, my dad said something to me. He is now passed. That has always stuck with me in my whole life. Now, you've got to appreciate, when he said this to me, we didn't have electronic media. He said to me, son, if you believe everything you read, you might as well eat everything you see. After listening to the network for the last hour, I have to say, if you believe everything you hear, you might as well eat everything you see, but let's not get into that. Yes, it was a shot across the bow. Let's look what happened to the markets today. Dow ended up 74 points at 11,199. NASDAQ up 16 at 2,078. No major news on Wall Street today. Everybody's anticipating Tuesday. Yes, that's when the Fed meets. Are they going to raise rates? Are they going to leave rates alone? Are they going to cut rates? Well, the world is split. Today in the financial markets, it was one of those rare occurrences. You can't find anything red anywhere, which means basically everything went up. The Dow, the NASDAQ, the Russell, the NYSE, the TSX, the U.S. dollar, the HUI, the Nikkei, the JSE, crude oil, everything went green. Makes no sense. Gold closed in New York up $5 at $653.30. It had a high of $657, a low of $646. Silver, big winner of the day, up 4.37%. In other words, 51 cents. Ended the day at $12.22. Platinum, up $3, $1,250. Palladium, big winner, up $11, $3.30. Crude oil, up 12 cents at $75.93. U.S. dollar, stronger by 16 basis points. This is getting confusing, my friends. Can't have the dollar and oil and gold going up at the same time unless you have mass manipulation somewhere along the line. Anyway, we'll figure it all out and take a short break and be right back.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, my friends, on this hump day, Robbie Noel, with you for 1 hour. Oh, am I going to get myself into a whole heap of trouble? Probably. Yeah, who knows? At least you know one thing. When you listen to my show, it comes from the heart. I tell you exactly how I feel. I don't pull any punches. I'm getting too old to pull punches. I've been doing this for a long time. I don't have to pull punches anymore. I see the world, there's no question, I see the world through different eyes. I see the world through different eyes through personal experience. And all I simply do on this radio program on a regular basis is I just try to partake these experiences I've had and conclusions I come to. Why am I even going here? I should actually... Let's go in a different direction, shall we? Why is the U.S. dollar stronger today? Why is gold higher today? Why is oil higher today? These things shouldn't work in sync. They should be at opposite ends of the financial spectrum. Gold goes up, dollar goes down. Dollar goes up, gold goes down. Oil goes up, everything goes down, including your ability to pay your bills at the end of the month, because now you're forking over more money for gas, which, by the way, you ain't seen nothing yet. The illustrious Treasury Secretary today came out and said the United States supports a strong dollar policy. Now, granted, when the Treasury Secretary comes out and says he supports a strong dollar policy, currency traders around the world, knee-jerk reaction, they buy the dollar because the Treasury Secretary said it is so. But is it so? The obvious answer is no. It's a blatant lie. The U.S. doesn't support a strong dollar policy. We are not trying to lift up the rest of the world to our standards. We're trying to bring the rest of the world down. And bringing with it the value of the U.S. dollar and obviously the lifestyle in America. Look, it's a plan. They've had it ongoing for a long time. So, does Mr. Paulson's statement change anything? Well, as I mentioned, come Tuesday next week, the Federal Reserve's going to meet once again. Yesterday, all of a sudden, the tipping point for the Fed's decision is based on inflation. Yesterday, they told us inflation was rampant, which is the reason why gold did as well as it did yesterday. Today, Treasury Secretary comes out and says, no, we stand by a strong dollar policy. Tomorrow, maybe Friday, maybe Monday, I'm sure there's another report going to come out and going to go, well, you know, inflation, if you take out the food and energy component of inflation, we have nothing to worry about. We have everything under control, which leads into what the Fed's going to do on Tuesday. Are they going to raise rates? Are they going to leave them the same? And some people even speculating they may lower them. We don't know. It's pure guesswork from this point on. You got a 50-50 chance of guessing right on this deal. Good luck to you. I have no aid. Do I have any? I personally have a feeling that the Fed, based on the... Well, you see, I mean, this is where the problem lies. I'm basing decisions on government figures, which I know are bogus. But the reason why I look at government figures, which I know are bogus, because I know all the traders, the technical analysis on Wall Street, they're all looking at these same numbers. They know they're bogus, but they're going to trade based on those numbers. Now, currently, based on official government numbers, logic says that the Fed should raise rates again come Tuesday. But there's obviously underlying concerns out there that are a real problem, such as, well, raising rates a quarter, or maybe, how's this, half a point, will have a disastrous effect on the real estate market, which is falling apart at the seams, now not in isolated sectors of the country, but nationwide. From east to west, from north to south, red-hot real estate markets are cooling off. Rising interest rates obviously will exacerbate that situation. So what does the Fed do? Well, they don't want to stop you from using your ATM machine, otherwise known as your home equity, from pulling in the horns. Because you are the driving machine behind spending, which drives the economy. So what do? You buy gold today, wait till next week. My advice to you, buy gold and lots of it. Forget everything else. Forget all these experts that are out there. I'm telling you one simple thing. Buy gold and lots of it. And I don't even care who you call to buy gold. I'm just giving you this advice. This is not a plug for a public trading group in any way, shape, or form. The writing is on the wall, in my humble opinion. And yes, I have no qualms in telling you, probably within 18 or 24 months, you're going to be sitting there scratching your head saying, how did gold go to $2,000 an ounce? Why didn't I buy it at $600? Oh, yes, that's right. I thought I had missed the boat when I should have bought it at $300. Well, you're going to feel pretty stupid when you're looking at gold at $2,000 and you remember what you were saying when gold was $600 and, well, it's doubled in 4 years. Why should I buy it now? It's already gone high enough. I missed the boat. No, my friends, you didn't miss the boat. You didn't miss a boat. You didn't miss a train. You didn't miss anything. You haven't even seen anything yet. Now, I know that a lot of people sit there and look at the gold market and try to figure out where the bottom is and where the top is. Take that theory and throw it out the window. I don't care what it is. You're never going to buy at the complete bottom. You're never going to sell at the complete top. It's just, if it happens, thank your lucky stars. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. It relates to astrology. don't get me started on this one. So, why do I say that? Why are we looking at this explosion in gold prices coming in the next 24 months? Well, we are laying the groundwork right now. Not we, politicians in Washington, are laying the groundwork right now for what ultimately is going to be, well, a very trying 2 years. The U.S. is involved in a war in Iraq. Thankfully, Israel came along and started a war with Lebanon, so we took Iraq off the news wires. You don't see Iraq on the front pages of the newspapers in the last couple of days, even though the level of violence in Iraq since Israel invaded Lebanon has now increased tenfold to where there are in excess of 100 people dying every single day in Iraq. Yes, not to count U.S. service personnel that are also dying in Iraq. No, as a nation, attention is focused on the Israeli-Lebanon conflict. Things are going from bad to worse in Iraq. Thank goodness we wanted to spread democracy to the Middle East. But then again, democracy is a fickle thing. You see, democracy means different things to different people. See, George Bush wants to spread democracy in the Middle East because he tells us Israel is a democracy. Well, the question is Israel a democracy? Now, I bring this question up just specifically for those people out there that have actually bought into the lie. You know what the lie is. Repeat something often enough and soon people will believe it. Is Israel a democracy? Is the United States a democracy? Is Russia a democracy? What is a democracy? Classic definition of a democracy is majority rule. Do we have majority rule in the United States? Well, yes, thanks to Warren Christopher. Wasn't he Secretary of State? I meant Earl Warren, who had the same political philosophy, although Warren Christopher was a liberal. Warren was an alleged conservative who introduced us to that wonderful thing called one man, one vote. You know, I knew I shouldn't have gone here, but I'm going to continue. Just because. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday. Your host getting himself into a lot of hot water as we speak, but that's okay. I can take the heat. I have a thick skin. I've been taking heat for many years. Talking about democracy. What is democracy? Apparently, Israel is a democracy. We've heard that so many times. It's the reason why we support Israel. It's a democracy. It's the only democracy in the Middle East. We have to support our Jewish friends. It is the only light in the darkness of Islamofascism, so we are led to believe. Okay, so is Israel a democracy? Well, let's study this question for a while, shall we? Now, I'm not going to get into the argument of a democracy versus a republic. Just accept the fact we're talking about the accepted word of democracy. Now, the president recently said, talking about democracy, he says, I'm deeply concerned about a government that would undermine the basic fundamentals of democracy. So, if we're talking about Israel, would the president be concerned about a government that would undermine the basic fundamentals of democracy? Or is the president speaking from, well, both sides of his mouth, which he tends to do on a regular basis? But I'm not going to get into the president. I'm not going to say anything derogatory about the president, about his IQ levels, about his articulation of certain phrases and words. I'm not going to judge the man. And just a message to Dan, the board man, I can still hear the bump music in my headset. Obviously, someone forgot to switch off the audio feed. But let's talk about a democracy in light of how many people view a democracy. Well, a democracy, according to those who promote democracy, it has to meet two criteria. One philosophical, that presents the logic of its argument in a declaration or a constitution. And I think everybody agrees with that. If you're going to have a democracy, you have to have a constitution. The other one, the two criterias, one is you have to have a constitution. And then a democracy also has to have the ability to legislate, to distribute resources, and make equitable policies and procedures for all its citizens. So on these two basic fundamentals of democracy, does Israel qualify as a democracy? Well, they don't have a constitution. They've never had a constitution. So can Israel be a democracy? You see, democracy is first and foremost a concept, a philosophical understanding concerning the rights of humans relative to the governments that act in their name. A democratic government serves through the manifest consent of the governed. The government receives its authority through the citizens in whom the rights reside. Inherent in this philosophical understanding is the acceptance of the rights of all citizens that reside in a state. Each and every citizen possesses the right to consent to the legitimacy of those who govern, and each and every citizen must receive equal treatment before the law. Now, for a state to claim a democratic form of government, it must have an established geographic area accepted by other nations as a legitimate and defined area. The need for established borders is both obvious and necessary, with necessity arising out of the obvious. Because without borders, there can be no absolute determination of citizenry, and therefore no way to fulfill the establishment of the rights we just articulated. So what is this to do with the democratic state of Israel? Well, everything. If we want to believe the commander-in-chief, most powerful man in the free world, yes, man sitting with his finger on the button that doesn't have an IQ level higher than that of lawn furniture, but let's not go there. You see, Israel has no accepted legitimate borders other than those provided to it by Resolution 181. According to a professor of law at Northwestern University, in a brief he wrote, he said, the legal boundaries of Israel in international law was delineated in Resolution 181. Since the 67 war, the borders of the current area controlled by Israel exceed those outlined by the UN in Resolution 181 of 1948 as the current incident we are witnessing unfold before our very eyes in Lebanon illustrates. So is Israel a democracy, or is it just simply a phony democracy? Could we implement the same kind of democracy that Israel...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, my friends. Robbie Noel with you, getting himself into a whole heap of trouble. Then again, trouble is my middle name. How does Israel implement the democracy it claims to possess? Well, first, most people don't know this, any Jew from anywhere in the world can come to Israel and receive citizenship by virtue of his or her Jewishness. By contrast, a Muslim or Christian Palestinian living in exile because of the 1948 war cannot claim citizenship even though they were indigenous to the area, nor can their descendants claim citizenship. Imagine, if you will, Congress is not going to debate the immigration issue for a while. Well, they don't even want to debate it, period. They know it's a hot-button issue, and they don't want to talk about it until after November. I wonder why. But if America had to the same form of democracy that Israel does, the new immigration policy would be the only people allowed to immigrate to the United States and claim citizenship are white Anglo-Saxon males. Oh, yeah, that would go over really good. Israel, believe it or not, now I know this is an argument that comes from the left, and people will tag me with that line as well. Amazing out there how the world is today. The general consensus in the planet is that apartheid was in a repugnant system And it's good that we got rid of apartheid. It freed those indigenous peoples from southern Africa to create their own democracy. Well, that democracy is working real good right now. Let's not get into what's going on in southern Africa. It's a horror story. But that's democracy in operation. What Israel is doing is no different to the apartheid policies of South Africa when it comes to its citizenry. No different whatsoever. If you are Jewish by birth and you're a citizen of Israel, you get benefits that far exceed those of second, third, and fourth class citizens. They classify their citizens. Even if you're born in Israel, but you happen to be an Arab or you happen to be a Palestinian, you way down on the pecking order. How does this come to be? Well, fortunately for Israel, majority rules. Jewish population in Israel is about 80% Jewish. The rest is made up of minority groups. It's most probably why Earl Warren went with the one-man, one-vote theory. He felt secure in giving a one-man, one-vote in America based on the fact that when he signed that legislation into law, 80% of America were white Anglo-Christians. So we find ourselves with this mess in the Middle East. President trying to spread democracy. There are no democracies in the Middle East. Israel is not a democracy. It's a totalitarian state. But people buy into it. They buy into the lie. Just like evangelical Christians buy into the lie of Revelations. Part and parcel of the Scofield Bible reference. Now, I know I most probably upset a lot of Christians out there because telling you what you don't want to hear is very uncomfortable. I know this. But you've got to understand, if you want to find out the truth, you've got to take your prejudices and put them on the table. You've got to be able to separate what you thought was true and look at it from a different angle to find out if it was true. I want to be a good Christian. But I call myself a Christian in learning because I haven't figured out the truth yet because there's so many lies out there. I'm not going to commit myself to something unless I know for a fact 100% without a question in my mind that it's the truth. I've been hoodwinked and bamboozled for 50 years of my life. So I look at everything. I look at everything 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times just to figure out if it's the truth. I have a trusting personality. I will believe someone based on their arguments. And I naively believe this with a lot of people. I used to put people on pedestals. I used to think, clergy were above reproach. I didn't even question them. Little did I know they were leading me down the garden path. It's the same with everybody else. The leader of my country, Cecil John Rhodes. I grew up believing great philanthropist, great adventurer, great man. It wasn't until I started figuring out how I lost the country when I figured out not only was this man the birth of my country, but he was also the man that designed its downfall. And it's tough to do. I didn't want to accept the fact that this man who I put on a pedestal was a slime ball, but he was. It was tough to deal with. I know this. And this is a dilemma a lot of people are having right now. Trying to figure out the truth. Who to believe? Look at this brouhaha with Mel Gibson. I mean, here you've got an example of a man who said something in the heat of the moment based on the fact, he was inebriated, as they say. Inebriation loosens your tongue. You say things that when you wake up in the morning, you wish you'd never had said? How many times have I done that in my life? Probably millions. But here's a man that pretty much has to grovel now in front of various Jewish institutions to beg for forgiveness for saying the unspeakable. That the Jews are the reason for the war in the Middle East. He also said some things about the cop that was arresting him. I didn't see one story about Mel Gibson is anti-police. It just shows you how far you got. You can't speak out. What is Holocaust denier? Let me tell you what qualifies as a Holocaust denier in this world. If you say that 5,999,999 Jews died in the Holocaust, you're a Holocaust denier because the official word is 6 million. My question to you is, how many Americans died in World War II? Does anybody know what that figure is? Of course they don't. But I ask you, how many Jews died in the Holocaust? You will tell me immediately, 6 million. Try and give me an answer. How many Americans died in World War II? You can't give me that answer because nobody knows it. I know what the answer is. Question is, do you? And if you don't know it, I suggest you go out and look it up for yourself. what is it with the ADL and everybody else out there? What are they trying to hide? Did Mel Gibson commit a crime? No, he didn't. Well, he committed a crime in obviously getting a DUI. But there was actual talk of charging him with a hate crime. Granted, he dropped the F-bomb, which was a no-no, when referring to the state of Israel. Was he wrong in saying about the war in the Middle East? Of course not. If he had ranted off about Christians, would there be any brouhaha? Would Jerry Falwell and Pat Robinson be outside of their minds? Would they be calling for hate crimes legislation? Why is it when you say something about Israel or the Jews that you could find yourself locked up? What happened? Remember there used to be that old saying? I guess it doesn't apply anymore. It's gone by the wayside. I may not agree with what you say, but I will defend with my life for your right to say it. I guess that doesn't no longer apply because some people get offended by something you say. They get all bent out of shape. You hurt my feelings. No, it's not hurting feelings or any of that. It's just simply to cover up the truth. The Jews' problem and Israel's problem is they've been riding on the back of this Holocaust thing for 50 years. Well, you should give us a break because we're an oppressed people. We were singled out for extermination. Hey, well, guess what? Rhodesian farmers were singled out for extermination. That is genocide by its classical definition. Farmers in South Africa, as we speak, are being set up for extermination. Why don't we say anything about the farmers in South Africa? Why don't we say anything about the farmers in Rhodesia? Well, because they're Gentiles. Who cares about Gentiles? Okay. How's the Middle East situation going to evolve? How's it going to settle itself? How's it... I don't know. I have no idea. As I often say, if you base your decisions based on a faulty premise, all other decisions subsequent to that will be faulty. And so when you look at the current state of politics in America, I don't expect anybody in the White House, Pentagon, or any other government entity to come up with a solution, because they all base their belief system on a faulty premise, so every decision they're going to make is wrong. That is why we see carnage and death. Now, by the way, Israel resumed bombing of Lebanon tonight. So much for that peace treaty. But now you've got to think about the logic in Israel. You know, they saw real-life example of what happens when the world's number one superpower, the most mighty military on the face of the earth, that could destroy countries 50 times over, that has the most whiz-bang technology available to it as far as standoff weaponry. No single country can challenge the supremacy of the United States. But they went into Iraq, and they blew through the country in days. The president announced that the military operation in Iraq was over. That was 3 years ago. 2,000 19-year-old American kids are now dead since the end of the war in Iraq. Think about this for a minute. We have, without question, come to a defining moment. I have, as I said, I have no idea how this whole thing is going to unfold. All I know is it's not going to be pretty. It is going to cost a huge toll on, I don't think the Middle East will ever recover from this in any way, shape, or form. You have a part of the world for 50 years that's gone through many different transformations. You have Sunnis, you have Shiites, you have Kurds, you have Christians, you have Jews, you have Muslims. And they all have different belief systems, and they all have different agendas. In Lebanon, they were actually living in harmony for a while. After the 82 invasion by Israel. When I listen to the likes of Rush Limbaugh and the rest of them, they always talk about the Marines that died in the barracks in Lebanon. The question you have to ask yourself, because they never address this, why did those Marines die in Lebanon? What was the cause of it? I've forgotten what ship it was. I think it was the USS New Jersey under the Reagan administration. Retrofitted, was the most powerful warship in the world. According to gunners on the ship, the size of the munitions that the New Jersey could launch were it could fire bombs the size of small cars. After Israel invaded Lebanon, the USS New Jersey pummeled Lebanon with ordnances. 20,000 Lebanese died. That was a creation of Hezbollah based on that single incident. Hear music in the background. We'll take a short break. Be right back.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England. And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of Oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of Oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Yeah, and I missed a whole segment there. I thought we had more time. Man, does an hour go by fast? We don't even have enough time for me to finish or conclude my thoughts, but I'll try my best, if you will. Yesterday, unfortunately, and this is just typical, yesterday, unfortunately, I was searching the radio dial, ended up on Rush Limbaugh's show, Rush Limbaugh, the purveyor of all inaccuracies in the mainstream media, and I guess he's got 20 million sheeple that believe everything he says. He actually came out yesterday, and he said that the bodies of the children that were being brought out of that devastated little village in Lebanon, those were staged photographs. Those were all staged. Those were phony. It was just to seek sympathy from the rest of the world for the Palestinian cause. In other words, he was denying a Holocaust. Oh, rush, 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 rush. That's why they pay you $20 million a year. Always wondered why. You see, all these events, the Mel Gibson, the war in the Middle East, are all subterfuges for the real issue. Which is, by the way, in case you haven't picked it up during the last hour of the show, which is classifying all opposition to Zionism as hate speech and anti-Semitism so as to prevent people from seeing the truth. Can you imagine the repercussions if this was someone saying the deaths in World War II internment camps were staged? Oh yes, I forgot about that. They already do that. And that's why they have jailed people for questioning it and passed a law to prevent people from speaking opposition to their version of history. Please explain to me. You can send me an email. I'll give you my web address, Robbie, with a Y, at rbnlive.com. And explain to me, why is it that Americans allow such inconsistent standards to exist? How is it that Americans allow another state to determine the definition of what constitutes a Holocaust and whether those deaths quantify the act itself? Why is America cowed into fear at offending these people that have countless times revealed their true nature with countless acts of hostility towards us? When was it? 2 weeks ago? When Israel bombed a UN outpost? I tell you why Israel bombed the UN outpost. Forget that was an accident, misguided missile. More than likely, as soon as I saw that, and I went, well, it's obvious. UN personnel in that building were giving out information to what Israel regarded as enemies, and they had to take them out. And it harkens back to another little incident a few years ago called the USS Liberty. And if you've forgotten that, or you haven't figured it out yet, you never will. Sitting in the big seat tomorrow night, Jeffrey Bennett. And I'll see you on Friday. Till then, see you, bye.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.